This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. The Jefferson City Fire Department is proposing an unusual funding shuffle to pay for its fire department improvement plan. Captain Scott Spencer says the plan would purchase new equipment and trucks, cover technical upgrades, and pay for firefighter training.
Unfortunately, a lot of our equipment is old. We just haven't had the budget to replace that equipment, whether that be fire hose, whether that be air packs, whether that be bunker gear, whether that be medical equipment. I mean, tools and resources that we rely on every day to provide services to our community.
The measure would create a quarter-cent sales tax to fund the plan, but it would also eliminate 17% of the city's property tax. Spencer says it's estimated the switch would bring in a net of $1.8 to $1.9 million more tax dollars. Voters will have their say on August 7th. There will still be fireworks displays in Columbia, Jefferson City, and Fulton tonight, despite exceptionally dry conditions lately. The city of Boonville decided to postpone its fireworks display this year. The folks at Bolster Castle in Kingdom City canceled theirs. In Columbia, organizers say the Fire in the Sky displays moved to downtown helped, as the fireworks will be set off from the roof of a parking garage instead of a grass field like in the past. In Jefferson City, organizers point out that their fireworks are shot over the Missouri River. Meantime, there will be a fireworks display at the Fulton Country Club tonight, as planned. Several Republicans are criticizing the ballot summaries that Missouri Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan has prepared for measures dealing with health insurance and appellate judges. The Republican-led legislature referred both measures to the November ballot. Carnahan wrote the ballot summaries because lawmakers did not include their own. Lawmakers who sponsor the measures say those summaries are misleading, and two GOP leaders pledged to file a lawsuit. The Secretary of State's office says it always follows its obligation to write fair and sufficient summaries. Columbia's Mormon congregation celebrated religious freedom this morning and marked an event from the church's history. Columbia Faith and Values reporter Kelly Catraba went to the celebration.
The sounds of patriotism rang out across the Twin Lakes Recreation Area in preparation for a walk and run in honor of Parley P. Pratt. He was a leader of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints back in the 1830s, when the church faced persecution in mid-Missouri. He and some other leaders had been imprisoned on false charges. Here's Newell Kitchen, the coordinator of this morning's event.
Parley P. Pratt was a fighter, and he fought for freedom. And during the time they were incarcerated, he felt like he was going to go into the courtroom and he was going to prove. He was quite an orator. He was going to prove his innocence.
After months of trying to get a fair trial and not receiving one, Pratt and the other leaders made their escape. On July 4th, 1839, they fled from the Boone County Jail and eventually made it to Illinois. As serious as the history is, this morning's event was lighthearted. Kelly Catraba, Columbia Faith and Values at KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.